Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game two of this six-game set between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took game one last night, 6-2, extending their four-game winning streak, rather. Dunedin has now taken 10 of their last 14 and have been playing great ball lately. Michael Dominguez makes his return to the rotation tonight, making his fourth start of the year. He's 0-1 with a 4.91 ERA through 18 and a third innings this season. Dominguez has struggled with his command a bit this year. He's got a walk per nine rate of 4.91 and has hit four batters to go along with that. But if he's got his control tonight, his stuff will play very, very well. He'll take on Luis Moreno, making his eighth appearance, but only his second start of the year for the Mets tonight. Moreno so far this year is 2-0 with a 3.49 ERA, and even has a save to his name. Moreno has been excellent of late. In the month of May, he's made three appearances, combining for 15 innings pitched and just two runs allowed for a 1.20 ERA. Let's take a look at the lineups for the Mets. Batting first in center field, Alex Ramirez. Batting second in right field, Omar De Los Santos. Batting third, the shortstop, William Lugo. Batting fourth in left field, Stanley Consuegra. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Justin Guerrera. Batting seventh, the DH, Raul Barcierta. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Junior Tillien. And batting ninth, the catcher, Fernando Villalobos. For the Blue Jays, they look like this. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting third in left field, Gabby Martinez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth at third base, Damiano Palmigiani. Batting sixth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting seventh, the DH, Francisco Fajardo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jomar Hernandez. And batting ninth in center field, Hugo Cardona. We'll take a short break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for first pitch. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight is game two of this series between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays here at TD Ballpark.
Leading off for the St.
Beautiful
Lucie Mets,
evening here
center
in
fielder,
Dunedin,
number 25,
Florida, 84
Alex
degrees.
Ramirez.
A little overcast, but not too bad. No rain in the forecast. And it looks like we're ready to go. Michael Dominguez, your starting pitcher for tonight. Kicks and fires. First pitch lifted into center field. Hugo Cardona getting a read on that one. Quite a few steps to his right. Makes the grab. And that's one pitch, one out. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Gabby Martinez, Hugo Cardona, and Roque Salinas. Along the infield, third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Esteban Machado, Adrian Pinto, and Rainer Nunez, with Jomar Hernandez behind the plate. Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder tonight for St. Lucie. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1. De Los Santos went 2-for-4 last night. Cuts and misses that one now. Quickly down 0-2. On the year, batting 289. Dominguez kicks and fires that one in there. Called strike three. You knew it right away.
Shortstop, number 12.
Two up,
William
two down. First
Lugo.
Strikeout recorded for Dominguez. Michael Dominguez, the former 15th round selection by the Blue Jays in 2019. That pitch in there to start him off with a fastball, 0-1. And that one in there as well. Dominguez working quickly, attacking these hitters early on. Fastball, slider, changeup in his repertoire, the 0-2. Swung on, fly ball, shallow right field. And underneath that one is Cardona. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3, go the Mets. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, bottom half of the first inning. Adrian Pinto will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado and Gabby Martinez. Starting pitcher for the Mets tonight is Luis Moreno. He kicks and fires. First pitch is inside, taken for a ball. 1-0 to start off Pinto. Moreno, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. That pitch grounded on over to short. That's going to be over the head of the first baseman. The throw by William Lugo. And the leadoff man on for the Blue Jays on an E6.
Now batting shortstop, number 14.
Adrian Pinto can fly, but William Lugo had a little bit more time. He rushed the throw. And it was up above the head of the first baseman. They're actually going to rule that as an infield hit, as that ball went into the dugout of the Blue Jays, and Pinto's going to be on second base. Still going to be an E6 by Lugo, but an infield single for Adrian Pinto. First pitch to Esteban Machado, taken for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Moreno kicks and fires a grounder off the end of the bat. It's going to be picked up by Lugo again. Throw this time is online and on at the chest of Jack Thomas Wold. And that'll be one away with now a runner on third. Taking a look at the defensive linemen for the Mets in the outfield left to right, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. Along the infield third to first, Justin Guerrera, William Lugo, Junior Tillien, and Jack Thomas Wold with Fernando Villalobos behind the dish. Runner 90 feet away, one out here. Off the end of the bat again, Martinez, he grounder over to the pitcher. Moreno turns over to third, gets Pinto to retreat back
first
to third.
Man, number 37,
makes a play over
Rainer
at first for out number two. Now two down, a runner on third for the Blue Jays. Rainer Nunez stepping up. Leader in home runs in the Florida State League. First pitch, low and outside. 1-0 to start him. The 1-0, grounder off the end of the bat again. This one grounded by, picked up by Moreno. Toss over to first is in time. And that will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave a man stranded on third. Can't break open the game, and we'll head to the top half of the second. It's nothing here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the second, no score. Michael Dominguez back on down the mound after that perfect first inning. First pitch in on the hands and fouled off by Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder. Dominguez with a 1-2-3 inning. Consuegra leads off the 0-1 up above the zone, first ball of the day by Michael Dominguez. Consuegra last night went 2-for-4. Caught and a miss there, now 1-2. Dominguez powered the fastball by him at 91. A ball and two strikes. Out of the windup, he kicks and fires. That one popped up left side and back. That's going to get out of play. Swagger staying alive here. Ball and two strikes. The 1-2 from Dominguez. Cut and a miss. And Swagger down on strike. Second strikeout of the day for Michael Dominguez. And that'll bring up Jack
first
Thomas
baseman,
Wold, the
number
first
19,
baseman.
Jack Thomas Wold.
Wold last night, 2-for-3, 2-of-5 on the season. Cuts and misses of that first fastball, 0-1. That one skips in the dirt. Picked by Jaume Hernandez. A 1-1 count. Wind blown right to the left here at TD Ballpark. And a cut and a miss of that fastball up above the zone. 1-2. Dominguez, the 21-year-old right-hander, kicks and fires. Grounder hits the base up above the head of Reiner Nunez, and that's going to get into right field. Jack Thomas Wald now heading over to second. The throw by Pinto is away from Machado. And that's going to be the weirdest double you've ever seen. Hard hit grounder hit the first base bag, popped up above Nunez, and made it into right field with
third
Jack
baseman,
Thomas Wald making it into second
Justin
with a
Guerrero.
One-out double. How about that for the first hit of the ball game for St. Lucie? Runner in scoring position, one away here. Looked like something out of MLB The Show. Something that you'd rage quit and turn off your Xbox for. Dominguez now paying attention to Wold over on second. Kicks and fires up above the zone for ball one. No strikes. Dominguez fires. Cut and a miss. That fastball at 90. Right of the knees. Guerrero couldn't make contact. The ball on a strike. Guerrero, the third baseman, batting 208 on the year. Takes that one just inside. Now a 2-1 count. The 2-1 pitch, swung on, lifted into left field, getting underneath it and misplaying it. That was Gabby Martinez. By the looks of him, he was jogging towards that as now Jack Thomas Wold comes around and scores the first run of the ball game. That's going to end up being a hit for Justin Guerrero, but Gabby Martinez was jogging towards that ball. Towards left center
designated
field.
Hitter, number 24, Raul
ended
Bellici
up making
Artella.
A diving effort at it, but off the bat, by Martinez's body language, he thought he was going to catch that easily. That falls for an RBI single. An unlucky inning here for Michael Dominguez. That's going to really test him. First pitch to Raul Barasierta. Inside for a ball, 1-0. Now one on one out. Kicks and fires. That's a liner into right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Roque Salinas coming in to play it. Throws it back into Adrian Pinto. And now runners on first and second, one away.
Second baseman, number 18, Junior Tilliam.
Time is called as Drew Hayes heads out of the Dunedin dugout. He'll go and talk to Michael Dominguez. He's gotten unlucky with the first two hits of this inning. A double off the bag. And then that base hit to left field that honestly Gabby Martinez should have easily been able to get to. Run coming across to score for St. Lucie. They start off the scoring. They lead 1-0 here in the top half of the second. Now everybody going back to their positions. Drew Hayes back to the dugout. And it's going to be Junior Tilly in the second baseman. Runners on first and second, one away. Dominguez kicks and fires that slider down and away. Did he go? He did not. Warren Eubanks, the field umpire tonight. Austin Snow behind the plate. The 1-0 pitch. Cut and a miss. Got him ahead of that off speed. Now 1-1. Dominguez looking back towards second. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss again while out in front. 1-2 now. Wold on second. Guerrero on second. And Barisciarta on first. A 1-2 count at the tail end of the plate. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Got him to swing over top of that slider. Third strikeout of the game for Dominguez, and that's two down.
Catcher number 46, Fernando Villalobos.
Fernando Villalobos, the catcher tonight. He entered last night's game in the fourth inning after Drake Osborne, the starting catcher for St. Lucie, went out with an injury. He's playing in his fourth game, his third start. Yet to record a hit with St. Lucie since being brought up. The 1-0, that one misses the outside corner now, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. 92 on the outside. Couldn't catch up to it. A 2-1 count. Dominguez kicks and fires. That one's in there. A late call there by Austin Snow, but it is in there for a strike. Scores up the count 2-2. Dominguez trying to get out of here with only allowing the one run. The 2-2, cut and a miss. That one, the slider, swung over top of it again. He strikes out his fourth batter of the game. Will head to the bottom half of the second. It's 1-0, St. Lucie out in front. We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Damiano Palmigiani will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Roque Salinas and Francisco Fajardo. First pitch by Moreno of the inning. Did he go? He did not, says Warren Eubanks, 1-0. Palmigiani hit his fifth home run of the season last night. His second in three games played. Now a 2-0 count. That's his first one here at TD Ballpark since opening day. Swung on, lifted right side. That should get up and out of play, and it will. Two balls and a strike now to Palmigiani. That fastball by Moreno at 95. Two balls and a strike. Hard hit ground ball. Chopper over to third. Picked up by Guerrero. The throw is in the dirt and scooped by Jack Thomas Wold to complete the 5-3 putout.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
One up, one down. That'll bring up Roque Salinas, the right fielder tonight. Salinas 1-for-4 last night. First pitch, he fouls off. 0-1 to start him. No balls, a strike. Moreno, the righty, out of the windup, kicks and fires that one. The curveball low and inside. 1-1. And the 1-1 misses now. Two balls and a strike to Salinas. He's only drawn two walks on the season. He loves to be aggressive at the plate. 2-1. Grounder over to short. That's going to be picked by Lugo. Throw is in time to get Salinas, and that's two down.
Designated hitter, number 29, Francisco.
Two up, two down here in the bottom half of the second. Francisco Fajardo, the DH, now stepping in. Batting 273 on the year, two home runs. First pitch, he looks to lay down a bunt. He does, with the third baseman playing back. Guerrero now coming in, and that's going to get under his bare hand. Francisco Fajardo on with a bunt single. It should be, and it is. A two-out bunt single by Francisco Fajardo. That'll bring up
catcher,
Jomer Hernandez,
number
the catcher.
One, Jomer Hernandez.
One on, two down. Hernandez batting 216 on the year. First pitch, he cuts and misses that slider low and away. 0-1 to start him off. And now move over to first with Fajardo diving back in easily. First attempt by Moreno. Fajardo yet to attempt a stolen base. That one outside just misses. A 1-1 count now to Hernandez. One ball, one strike. Kicks and fires. That one down low. As Moreno comes set, pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one outside corner, called a strike. A late call by the home plate umpire again. Looks like we'll be having to wait a second before giving my opinion on the ball. The 2-2. Swung on, lifted right side. That's going to get out of play. Count stays 2-2. Hugo Cardona, the center fielder, in the nine hole on deck. Two balls, two strikes. Moreno fires. Cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. Hernandez going to run it out. The throw by Villalobos is in time to complete the strikeout. We'll head to the top half of the third inning. 1-0 lead for St. Lucie. And are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the third coming up. We're back here, top half of the third inning, 1-0 ball game. St. Lucie out in front. Michael Dominguez kicks and fires. First pitch to Alex Ramirez is taken low and outside for ball 1-0. Top of the order, the 1-2-3 hitters all due up in this half inning for the Mets. That one in there evens up the count 1-1. Ramirez flew out to center in his first at bat. The first pitch of the ball game. Takes that one just off the plate now. 2-1. Dominguez out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one lifted again towards center field. Shallow center this time. Adrian Pinto going out. He'll make the grab. And that'll be one up, one down in this half inning.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder, he struck out looking on three pitches in his first at bat. Bases empty, one away. Dominguez fires that first one, that's fouled, and it caught Hernandez. He got up hopping around. I think that might have hit him right in thigh, potentially. Didn't sound like it hit any protective gear. And he's back down. He's good to go. 0-1 the count after Austin Snow walked that ball over to Dominguez. That one lined into center field. Hugo Cardona making a few steps in. He'll make the grab, and that'll be out number two.
Now batting, number 12, William Lugo.
William Lugo, tonight's shortstop, will step in. First pitch he sees is back to the backstop. It was skipped in the dirt. 1-0. Cuts and misses that one. 92 mile an hour fastball, ball and a strike. Dominguez working quickly now. The 1-1, cut and a miss again. 1 and 2 the count now. One ball, two strikes. Dominguez kicks and fires. That one outside corner, caught looking, is William Lugo. That's the fifth strikeout of the night for Dominguez, and that'll send us to the bottom half of the third. It's 1-0 here, St. Lucie in front. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the St. Lucie Mets all the way through Sunday with Game 3 tomorrow. And a reminder, tomorrow is Thursday, which means it's Dollar Beer Night here at TD Ballpark, presented by Budweiser. $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Hugo Cardona leading off for Dunedin. First pitch, he cuts and misses of that 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1. Cardona in the 9-hole. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado. 9-1-2. Two up in this half inning. A 1-1 count after that fastball misses. That one inside. Cardona getting his arms out of the way. A 2-1 count. Moreno with a little bit of an odd windup. He starts with his left foot a little bit in front. And then picks it back up and towards his right foot, as if he's going to pitch out of the stretch, but keeps that motion going. Misses it with that off speed. 3-2 now. Three, two count to the leadoff man. That one outside. Moreno issues the walk. First free pass he's given to Dunedin hitting today. Leadoff man on for the Blue Jays, and that brings
second
up the top of the order, Adrian
number 44,
Pinto.
Adrian Pinto.
One on, no outs. Cardona takes off with that first pitch. The throw is not going to be in time. Taken for a strike. But now getting himself into scoring position is Hugo Cardona with that stolen base. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Cardona 5-for-5 on stolen bases since being brought to Dunedin. You know, one pitch, grounder right side, that's going to be picked up by the first baseman, Wold. He's going to step on first unassisted. Making it over to third is Cardona. And now Dunedin with another runner
shortstop,
90 feet away with
14,
one out.
Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the shortstop. He grounded out to short in his first at-bat. The St. Lucie infield coming in. First pitch taken outside for ball 1-0. ball, no strikes. Gabby Martinez on deck for the Blue Jays. The 1-0 fouled off. A ball and a strike. Machado, the switch-hitting shortstop, batting from the left side today. And this at bat against Moreno. The 1-1. That one low and inside. Machado with a 2-1 count. Runner 90 feet away, one away. 2-1, up and out. And Esteban Machado with a real favorable count for him. 3 balls and a strike. A 3-1, that one down. Machado showing great patience. Not chasing after anything. He'll take the walk. That puts runners on the corners for the Blue Jays.
Left one fielder, down. Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Corners will stay in. The middle infield will likely get into double play depth. And that's actually going to get the pitching coach for St. Lucie, Victor Ramos, out. He's going to talk to Moreno and Villalobos on the mound to discuss the strategy for this at bat. And now he pulls in the third baseman and the shortstop to discuss the defensive strategy. So we'll see what defensive alignment the Mets go out with. Everybody's headed back after Austin Snow breaks up the meeting. It'll be Gabby Martinez, one out, runners on the corners for Dunedin. Middle infield is in double play depth. The corners stay in. First pitch to Martinez is inside corner, taken for a strike, 0-1. Fastball catches the inside corner at 94. We'll see if Machado takes off, and they move over to first. Close play, but Machado back in safely. Machado 2-for-4 on stolen base attempts. With one out. The 0-1 caught in a miss there by Martinez. Now 0-2 the count. Deep enough fly ball should score Cardona. The 0-2, that one off the end of the bat and fouled off. Martinez keeps himself alive. Rander Nunez on deck. The 0-2 again. Grounder over to third. Off of the pitch to Cardona. Over to second for one and first for two. The Mets get the inning-ending double play. They prevent the run from scoring. And the Blue Jays leave another threat on the base pass. Can't bring in the run. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's 1-0. The Mets lead it.
Take on the Lakeland Flyers.
We're back here, top half of the fourth inning. Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder, will step in. 1-0 ball game. St. Lucie leads it. Dominguez kicks and fires. First pitch is fouled off. Back up above my head. 0-1. Blue Jays had runners on the corners with only one away. Martinez grounded out into the 5-4-3 double play to end that inning. That 0-1 pitch taken down low, now 1-1. Consuegra struck out swinging in the second inning. Swung on, ripped into left center field, going back, and that one is gonna go. Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder, hits his third home run of the year. A solo shot here in the fourth inning that doubles the St. Lucie lead. A really great piece of hitting there by Consuegra, and now it's 2-0. Mets out in front.
First baseman, number 19, Jack Thomas Wold.
That brings up Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman. Third home run of the year given up by Michael Dominguez. 2-0 here, top of the fourth. First pitch to Wold is outside, taken for a ball, 1-0. Caught and a miss. Wold trying to go back-to-back with that hack. 1-1. Dominguez kicks and fires. That one just off the plate. Two, one. Now on a fly ball. Left field going back is Martinez towards the warning track, and that's going to go as well. Right off the top of the railing of the Orange Trail Boardwalk. And the Mets have gone back-to-back here. Consuegra and Wold back-to-back solo shots. The Mets now lead 3-0.
Third baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrera.
Justin Guerrera, the third baseman. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike on one. The 0-1, in there, now 0-2. First home run of the year for Jack Thomas Wold. That pitch taken low and outside by Guerrera for ball 1-2. No outs here, top of the fourth inning. That one ripped into left field. That's going to hook foul. That definitely had home run distance. The Mets seeing the ball really well in this half inning. First two batters hit solo shots. The third had a bid if he could have waited on it a little bit longer. The 1-2 pitch. That one fouled off. Straight back. He's timed up on that fastball. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted. Shallow right field. Adrian Pinto calling it off, just a few steps into the outfield, and that'll be one away.
Now batting, number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
Raul Barrasierta, the DH. Blue Jays do have action in their bullpen. It looks like Justin Kelly, the right-hander. First pitch to Barrasierta is taken for a strike, 0-1. Dominguez kicks and fires. Down a foul tip. Now 0-2. Barrasierta Harris here to singled into right in his first at bat. Swings and misses that one. He's down on three strikes.
Second baseman, number 18,
down now.
Junior Tillian.
Junior Tillian, the second baseman. Strikeout number 6 for Dominguez. That first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Tillian. The 0-1, low and outside corner. Take it for a strike. Can't tell if home plate umpire is going to call that or not. And that one's called strike 3. The fastball catches the outside corner. Back-to-back three-pitch strikeouts by Dominguez to end the top half of the fourth. Two runs come in for the Mets, both on the solo shots, back-to-back by Stanley Casagra and Jack Thomas Wolf. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 3-0, St. Lucie in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning. Rainer Nunez will lead it off for Dunedin. Grounded out to the pitcher in his first at bat. Cuts and misses at that first pitch, 0-1. Luis Moreno, the righty, back out for his fourth inning of work. That one inside. Nunez lifts his arms out of the way, 1-1. The 1-1. Hard hit grounder over to first, picked by Wold. He's going to take it over to first and step on the bag to record the unassisted.
Third baseman, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
1-1, 1-down, Damiano Palmigiani, the third baseman. He'll step in. He grounded out to third in the second inning. His first and only at bat thus far. First pitch, he rips into left center field. Going back is the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. That one bounces off the warning track and on the middle of the wall. Ramirez gets it back in, and that's going to be a one-out double for Damiano Palmigiani.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
His eighth double of the season puts himself in scoring position. Blue Jays down by 3. Could use a run here in the bottom half of the fourth. Getting on the board would be a nice boost of confidence for the lineup. First pitch to Roque Salinas is fouled off into the facing of the roof above the stadium's, the bowl seats. Moreno back out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one fouled off again. Salinas 0-1. He grounded out to short. No balls, 2 strikes. That one in on the hands, fouled off. Salinas keeps himself alive, 0-2 the count. Runner on second, one away. The 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss. So Salinas chased after that one inside. Fastball. Two down now for Francisco Fajardo.
Francisco Fajardo.
Runner on second, two down. Fajardo, first pitch. Chopper over to first. That'll be picked by Wold. He's going to step on first, unassisted again, to complete the inning. We're going to head towards the top half of the fifth. It's 3-0 St. Lucie out in front. We're back here, top half of the fifth. Fernando Villalobos, the catcher, will step in, leading off this half inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 32, Justin Kelly. He comes in relief of Michael Dominguez. First pitch fouled off. 0-1 to start off Villalobos. Kelly making his 11th appearance of the season. 20 and a third innings pitch thus far. That pitch taken for a ball. Looked close, 1-1. A 3-1-0 ERA. Kelly kicks and fires. That one should catch, and it does. 1-2. Fastball, cutter, curve, and change for the righty. Kicks and fires. That one down low. Tried to get him to chase that curveball. He was up the count 2-2. Kelly signed with the organization in 2021 when undrafted out of the University of Utah. The 2-2 pitch fouled off. Through about the same amount of work, Kelly has cut his ERA in half compared to last year's first in professional ball. Had a 6.33 last year, and a liner off the end of the glove of Pinto. The diving effort. And that's going to be a leadoff single for Villalobos, his first since being brought up to low A.
Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Leadoff man on for St. Lucie. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, will step in. They toss that ball back to the dugout for Villalobos' collection. Kelly kicks and fires. First pitch to Ramirez is in there for a called strike. That curveball catches the inside corner. No balls and a strike. Pitch on the way. Cut and a miss. He swung over top of that curveball. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one on, no outs. Kelly fires a line drive up the middle. Back-to-back singles by St. Lucie. Villalobos now on second, Ramirez on first. That's going to bring up Omar De Los Santos.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Two on, no outs. Kelly kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. De Los Santos, 0-2. One pitch, that one's outside. One ball, one strike. Mets up by three here in the top half of the fifth. They got a runner in scoring position. Another one on first. Foul tip there. Now 1-2 count of the plate to De Los Santos. One ball and two strikes. Kelly kicks and fires. Lift into center field. Going back is Cardona to the warning track, and that's off his glove. Not an easy play to make, but one run. Now they're going to wave him around. The throw towards home. They're going to hold the second runner, and Nunez can't pick it off, but that's going to be an RBI double by Omar De Los Santos, driving in his 17th RBI of the year. And the Mets take a 4-0 lead.
Shortstop, number 12,
with
William
no outs,
Lugo.
The runners had to hold and see if the catch could be made by Cardona. Went right off the end of his glove. And with that ball falling to the warning track dirt, out there in center field, the runners took off. Only one able to come around and score. The infield now in for the Blue Jays. No outs. Runners on second and third. First pitch popped up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. No balls and a strike. Swung on, lifted right side again. That should get out of play, and it will again. No balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires that one down low. One, two count of the plate to Lugo. for St. Lucie. Time called and granted by Jomer Hernandez. The 1-2 pitch. Liner right over the head of Esteban Machado, the outstretched glove. One run's going to come in. They're going to hold the second at third. An RBI single for William Lugo, and now runners on the corners. Still no outs.
Left fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the dugout for the second time tonight. Four straight hits by St. Lucie to open up this top half of the fifth. They've taken a 5-run lead. The entire Blue Jays infield out on the mound. Now Austin Snow out, walking towards the mound to break up the meeting. Now officially broken up. Everybody's heading back to their respective spots. Lugo there driving in his 16th RBI of the year. Now Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder. First pitch, the curveball in there for called strike. 0-1 to start him. Consuegra 1-for-2. He struck out in his first at bat and hit that solo shot, the first of the back-to-back by St. Lucie. That was in the last inning. The 0-1 swings over top of that one. The curveball now 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Two, that one well in front of the plate. Now a throw over to first, and they got him. Hernandez noticed that William Lugo was straying too far off of first base with the ball in the dirt. There's a good block and a nice throw by Jomer Hernandez. And now Robbie Robinson now to go talk to Warren Eubanks, the field umpire. The throw was way in time. He's saying that he got underneath the tag. It didn't really look like it to me. And nevertheless, it's going to be one out here now. A 1-2 count at the plate to Consuegra. One ball, two strikes. The infield in for the Blue Jays. The 1-2 is fouled off back into the netting. Consuegra keeps himself alive. One ball, two strikes. Cuts and misses that one in the dirt. Hernandez having trouble finding it. The throw to first will be in time. Nice throw right down that line. Missed the back of Consuegra by less than a foot. And that's two down. Big out
now
there for
number 19,
the Blue Jays.
Jack Thomas Wold.
Two down, runner still at third. Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman. First strikeout for Justin Kelly. First pitch to Wold is in there, right at the knees with the curveball, 0-1. Balls and a strike. Infield now in their normal depth. Shifted a little bit to the right with the lefty up. Ground over to first. That's going to kick foul. All the way down the left field fence. Roque Salinas having to jog a little bit to go get it. No balls and two strikes. Two down. Wold steps back in. The 0-2, that one skips in front of the plate, blocked again by Hernandez. To count now to Jack Thomas Wold. One, two, pitch. That one just off the plate. Kelly took a step or two towards the dugout. He thought he was going to get the call there. De Los Santos on third, trying to be as distracting as possible. He took a few quick steps, and now he does again. Trying to get in the head of Kelly, and there's a liner into left field. That's going to be caught by Gabby Martinez, and that'll be out number three. St. Lucie tacks two more on. They leave one on third. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's 5-0, Mets in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth inning. John Hernandez will lead it off for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Moreno. Hard hit grounder underneath the glove of Justin Guerrero, the third baseman. Hernandez, first pitch he sees. He sends into left field underneath Guerrero's glove for a leadoff single.
Center fielder, number 11, Hugo Cardona.
Hugo Cardona now stepping in. One on, no outs. Blue Jays down by five. First pitch to Cardona. He takes up and in. 1-0 count. Walked in his first at bat, stole a bag. Stranded on third as the leadoff man of the third inning. That one low and outside. Picked by Villalobos, and it's a 2-0 count. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. 2-0. Now it fouled off of Cardona's right leg. Now a 2-1 count. Two balls, a strike. Time called at the plate by Villalobos. The 2-1 pitch. That one sent out into right field. Going back is De Los Santos, so it's a warning track. He'll make the grab, a step or two on. Looked like off the bat, it had a chance. It's a hard hit ball, but it never
second
had
baseman,
this
number 34, Adrian Pinto.
One on, one out now. Top of the order, Adrian Pinto will step in. Pinto, one for two. An infield single and a ground out to first. That first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. On the ground towards the St. Lucie dugout. It's a 1-1 count now. The 1-1 pitch, up and in, he gets out of the way. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Luis Moreno still out there working for St. Lucie. One page up above the zone now, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Moreno kicks and fires that one, taken outside corner by Pinto for a strike. Now 3-2 count now full. Three balls, two strikes. Moreno comes set. One on, one out. Kicks and fires. That one fouled by Pinto. Went off the catcher, Villalobos. Over to the right side. Now 3-2 still. Three, two again. Grounder, left side, that's going to be picked up by Guerrero. Throw is way offline. Getting into third now is Hernandez. That's going to be an E5. That throw is about 4 or 5 feet to the right of the first baseman.
Machado.
Second error by the Mets infield. Runners on the corners, one away. Blue Jays with a runner on third for the third time tonight. They have not been able to convert either of the first two. It's still scoreless for the Blue Jays in the home part of the column. That one outside now, 2-0. Machado 0-for-1. He reached on a walk back in the third inning. It was the first out of a 5-4-3 inning double play off the bat of Gabby Martinez. 2-0 pitch. That one fouled off. Balls and a strike. Speaking of Gabby Martinez, he's on deck. Corners in, middle infield and double play depth. Pinto goes off with that pitch, and he's into second safely. No throw by Villalobos. And now two runners in scoring position. That takes away the double play ball opportunity. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. As normal. A 3-1 grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Tillian. One run's going to come in. And the out is made at first. The Blue Jay is now on the board. Machado
left
with
fielder,
his ninth RBI
20,
of the season.
Gabby Martinez.
Advancing over to third was Pinto. And now with two outs. Runner 90 feet away. lead now down to 4. And a balk is called on Luis Moreno, and that second run's going to come in now. Moreno now balks that run in. Base is empty, 2 down. That first pitch to Gabby Martinez is taken up high for 1-0. Big hack of that one. He lost his footing a little bit, took a few steps backwards. Now 1-1. Martinez 0 for 2. Lifts that one right side. And that's going to get well out of play. One ball and 2 strikes. Brandon Nunez on deck. Kicks and fires that one behind Martinez. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Two count now. Moreno to Martinez. Kicks and fires. Fouled off. Two balls, 2 strikes. Moreno fires that one up high. That runs the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom half of the 5th inning. 5-2 ball game. The Mets lead it, but the Blue Jays have scored 2 in this half inning. Bring it back within 3. 3-2. Fouled off.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
Martinez fighting off those pitches up high in the zone. 3-2 again. Cut and a miss. He blew 95 past Martinez. Moreno stares him down a little bit and walks towards his dugout. The Blue Jays score 2 in the bottom half of the 5th. They make it a 3-run game. We'll head to the top of the 6th. Justin Kelly back out. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, top half of the 6th inning. It's a 5-2 ball game. Justin Kelly out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch is taken low and inside for 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Mets lead by three. Kelly kicks and fires that pitch. Outside corner, called a strike, 1-1. The 1-1, low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Kelly gave up two in the top half of the fifth inning. Looking for a clean inning in his second worth of work. That one right at the knees, called a strike. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Guerrero, 1-2. Pitch on the way, foul tip. That falls out of the glove of Hernandez. And Guerrero is able to stay alive. Try it again. 2-2. Kicks and fires. That one right off the handle of the bat and over towards the Blue Jays dugout. He tried to check his swing but made contact with it. Count still 2-2. Kelly comes set. Doesn't pitch out of the windup, only the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one lifted into center field. Going back and turning around is Cardona. That's going to go. Over to the WestJet flight deck. Guerrero hits his third home run of the season, driving in his 14th RBI. The third solo shot by the Mets today. That makes it a 6-2 ball.
Designated hitter number 24, Raul Berasierta.
First pitch to Berasierta is in there for a call strike on 1. One swung at and missed. No balls and two strikes at the plate. And now a violation, automatic strike as Berasierta was very slow getting back into the batter's box. You got to be ready by 9 seconds on
second
the clock.
Second baseman, number 18,
that's
going to
be a
Tillian
strikeout for Justin Kelly. Fouled off to the right side. Up and out of play. 0-1. Junior Tillian, the second baseman. He's 0-2. Two strikeouts. One looking, one swinging. The 0-1. Curveball was inside. Tillian leaned out of the way. 1-1. Pitch, fouled off. One ball and two strikes. Kelly kicks and fires. Swings at that one well in front of the plate.
That's nasty.
And all counts the same as a strikeout, whether it makes it to the dish or not, as long as you swing
now
at
batting,
it.
Batting number 46, Fernando
that hit
Villalobos.
Probably 3 or 4 feet in front of home. Either Tillian was completely fooled by that pitch, or he had in his head that he was swinging no matter what and couldn't recognize it in time to make a good decision on that one. First pitch to Villalobos is in there for a called strike, 0-1. on loan inside the curveball. One ball and one strike. Villalobos got his first hit at the low A level in the last inning. A leadoff single on the right came around and scored his first run at the low A level now. A 2-1 count as he takes that one low and inside. Two balls, a strike. Kelly kicks and fires. That one ripped into right field. Going back is Salinas towards the warning track, and that's gone. Fernando Villalobos hits his first home run of the season. And that makes it a 7-2 ball game. He hit one home run in the Complex League.
Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
First home run in the minor leagues. And now Alex Ramirez, the leadoff man, will step back in. That one lifted into center field. Underneath it is Cardona, and that will end the inning. Another two solo shots extend the lead back out to 5 for the Mets. We'll head towards the bottom half of the sixth. It's 7-2. Back here, bottom half of the sixth inning. Nunez, Palmigiani, and Salinas do up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. First pitch, a cut and a miss by Nunez, 0-1 to start him. Brandon Nunez 0-2 on the night. Ground out to the pitcher and a ground out to first. The 0-1 he takes up above the zone, now 1-1. Another two solo shots in the top half of this inning. The Mets extend their lead back out to 5. That one lifted high. That'll stay in the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be the third baseman, Guerrera, right in front of William Lugo. Neither one of them very vocal.
Third baseman, number 6, Emiliano Palmigiani.
So they don't really need to be, but one up, one down. Palmigiani will step back in. He hit his 8th double of the year. Back in the 4th inning. First pitch, he watched that one go by and off the end of the glove of Villalobos. 1-0 to start him off. Moreno out for his 6th inning. Kicks and fires, that one fouled back into the netting. Give him Evens it up, 1-1. The 1-1 from Moreno. Palmigiani watched that one go by, low and away again. Now 2-1 the count. Down low. Three balls, one strike. Moreno kicks and fires that one. Outside corner, late call. That one looked outside to me. Palmigiani thought the same, but he's called back into the batter's box. It's going to be a 3-2 count. Two pitch. Watch that one go by. Definitely low and away. And he draws the walk. A pitch later than he should have. But either way, man on first, one away. Roque Salinas will step in.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Third walk of the day issued by Luis Moreno. Taken up high by Salinas. One and out to start him. Francisco Fajardo on deck. One oh, that one skips into the dirt. Now 2-0 the count. No strikes. Moreno kicks and fires that one off the plate. Now 3-0. That was the 85th pitch of the night for Moreno. 48 strikes, 37 balls. He steps off the rubber, steps back on. 3-0. There's action in the Mets pen. That one taken right at the top of the zone. Now 3-1. Three balls, a strike. 1-1 out. Kicks and fires. That one lifted left side. The left fielder Consuegra comes in a few feet away from the line and makes the grab for out number two. That's going to bring up Francisco Fajardo, one on, two away.
Francisco Fajardo.
Fajardo, 1-2. He reached on a bunt single to third. That was back in the second inning. Grounded out to first unassisted. Cuts and misses that first one. 0-1 to start him. Levi David in the Mets pen. Now on line in the left center field. Ramirez has enough time to get underneath it and makes the grab, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the seventh inning coming up. And fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tomorrow and every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We'll be right back. back here, top half of the seventh inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the lefty, number 45, Wilhenis Alvarado. He's on for the 10th time this year. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos is fouled off of Jomar Hernandez. Austin Snow will walk the ball out a little bit, but he gets the thumbs up from Hernandez saying that he's all right. No one count to start off De Los Santos. That one low and inside. One and one. Alvarado, a sinker slider pitcher. The 1-1. Hard hit grounder. That's going to be a foul ball. That was right down the third base line, but foul by about 6 inches. Takes away an extra base bid by Omar De Los Santos. And Robbie Robinson out there looking at the third base bag. I think he thinks it hit that outside corner of it, but Austin Snow, the home plate umpire, said it was foul. It's going to be a 1-2 count. Alvarado kicks and fires way out in front of that one and over top of the slider. One batter, one strikeout for Alvarado, and that's going to bring up William Lugo.
Shortstop, number 12, William Lugo.
Lugo up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3. Strikeout looking, an RBI single. First pitch he takes for a strike. 0-1 to start. That one low and inside. Cut and a miss over top of that slider now. 1-2 again. One ball, two strikes. Alvarado out of the windup. Kicks and fires. Up and over that slider again. Back-to-back strikeouts to start off his appearance.
Left fielder, number both five, via the swing, Stanley Consuegra.
Both over top of the slider. Both on 1-2 counts. That brings up Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder. That first pitch. Can't catch the outside corner. 1-0 to start off Consuegra. Consuegra, 1-for-3. That one being a solo shot. In front of that sinker. Now 1-1. One slider. Can't get the call. Two balls and a strike. Alvarado kicks and fires the 2-1. Fouled off. Two balls and two strikes. Alvarado's stuff looking sharp so far. Two balls, two strikes, two away, nobody on. Alvarado fires that one in the dirt. That runs the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Three, two, that one in there, called strike three. Consuegra tried to influence it by starting to jog over to first, but Austin Snow calls him out looking. Alvarado strikes out the side. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's a 7-2 ball game. It's stretch time
and
here
it's
at
now
TV
time
Park.
To get up for the.
we're back here, bottom half of the seventh. It's going to start off, I believe, with an 0-1 count to Jahmer Hernandez. Is that because he wasn't in the box in time? No. I'm not sure what that signal was by Austin Snow was, but first pitch by the new pitcher, Levi David, is in the dirt back to the backstop, 1-0. Kicks and fires that one down low. Two balls, no strikes. Kicks and fires that one down low again. Now 3-0 to start off against Jahmer Hernandez. David, the right-hander, the 3-0. That one gets back to the backstop again. A four-pitch walk to start off his appearance. He's on for the ninth time this year. 7 1/3 innings pitch. He's got a 6-1-4
ERA. Center fielder, number 11, Hugo Cardona.
Starts off with the four-pitch walk, and that brings up Hugo Cardona. Cardona 0 for 1. That pitch up high and in. Gets out of the way. 1-0. Moreno departs after 6 innings pitched. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned. Really nice debut. Not debut, but really nice appearance by Luis Moreno in just his second start of the season. 1-1. Nice breaking ball. That slider by Levi David. 1-2 now. Kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted right side. That gets up and out of play. He went around on it. Austin Snow, the home plate umpire, all over it. That's going to be out number one.
Second baseman, number 44, Adrian
Pinto. Top of the order going up now.
Adrian
Pinto, the second baseman. First strikeout for Levi David. That first pitch taken inside for a ball. 1-0. Pinto, 1-for-3. He's reached twice. One on an infield single, the other on an error. He's scored one run for the Blue Jays so far tonight. 7-2 ball game here in the bottom half of the seventh. That fastball down below the zone, 2-0. Nathan Jones warming up now in the pen for St. Lucie. 2-0 pitch up high. Now a 3-0 count. Levi David, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Northwestern State. He was the ninth round selection by the Mets in last year's draft. 3-0 pitch. That one's right down the middle. Taken for a strike by Pinto. He did not have the green light, obviously. 3-1. Three-one pitch, foul tip. That runs it full. 3-2 now. David kicks and fires. That one hits the helmet of Pinto. 94 right off the top of the helmet. He gets up after going down to the ground quickly. He looks to be all right. He gets some claps from the crowd. Pinto on first with a hit by pitch.
Esteban Machado.
And now runners on first and second. Really glad to see Pinto's fine after taking 94 to the head. Lucky it just skimmed the helmet. Now runners on first and second, one away. Esteban Machado, the shortstop, steps in. He checks his swing, and the home plate umpire saying he went around on it. He'll step back in. 0-1 count. David kicks and fires that one. The slider down low below the zone, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Blue Jays down by 5 here. Bottom half of the seventh, a 7-2 ball game. 1-1, that one outside. Gabby Martinez on deck. Got to get something going here pretty quick. 2-1 pitch down low. Now a 3-1 count to Esteban Machado. As Nathan Jones continues to warm up in that St. Lucie pen. David comes set, kicks and fires, and he swings at that one in the dirt. Both runners are going to advance as that one popped away. That was way out in front of the plate. And Esteban Machado took a huge hack at it. That looked very reminiscent of Junior Tillians against Justin Kelly back in the sixth inning. That went down low. Machado doesn't chase after that one. He draws the walk. Now the bases will be loaded for Gabby Martinez with one out here. Blue Jays with a huge opportunity to cut into the lead.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
That's
going to
get Robbie Robinson out of the St. Lucie pen. That should be it. That will be it for Levi David. He only gets one out, but he loads up the bases on two walks and a hit batter. Bottom half of the seventh, one away, 5-run lead for the Mets. We'll be back here in just a second with a new pitcher right after this short break. We're back here. Bottom half of the seventh. Bases loaded for the Blue Jays. Gabby Martinez at the dish. New pitcher is Nathan Jones, the righty. He kicks and fires first pitch. A grounder right back to him. He's going to go to home for one and first for two. A 1-2-3 double play with the bases loaded to end the inning. Not a lot of work there for Nathan Jones. And that ends the threat to Needham. Can't capitalize on any opportunities at the plate right now. We'll head to the top half of the eighth.
Fans, the 2022 season is in full swing.
We're back here, top half of the eighth inning. Wilhenis Alvarado back out for his second inning worth of work. Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman, will lead it off. A 7-2 lead for the Mets. Blue Jays have the bases loaded. Gabby Martinez grounded out into an inning-ending 1-2-3 double play. You don't see that too often. First pitch to Wold taken for a strike. Now Alvarado kicks and fires. That one in there as well. Now 0-2. Alvarado struck out the side in his first inning. Now quickly ahead, 0-2 on the count. And did he go? Question mark. No, he did not. Looked like he may have, but Warren Eubanks on the call down the first base line said he did not. So 1-2 count. One-two pitch, grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Pinto. Throw is in time with Jack Thomas Wold hustling down the line. Made it close, but Pinto was never under any distress.
Third baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
Justin Guerrero, the third baseman. Pitch by Alvarado outside. 1-0 to start off the third baseman. Guerrero, 2-for-3 on the day. As Alvarado tosses the ball over to Hernandez, asking for a new one. Watches that one go by for a strike, evens it up 1-1. Guerrero, a single, a home run, two RBIs, one run scored. Alvarado kicks and fires that one in there. One ball, two strikes. Alvarado looks like he's got his really good command right now. 1-2, that one outside. Two balls, two strikes. One away here, top eight. Kicks and fires. That one popped up right side. Coming in is Salinas. Going out is Nunez. That's going to get up and out of play. Just over that netting down the right field fence. Defense getting back in their positions. A 2-2 count at the plate to Guerrera. Alvarado out of the windup. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Strikeout number four of the appearance for Wilhenis Alvarado.
Now batting number 24, Raul Berasierta.
Two up, two down in this half inning. Five up, five down for Alvarado. Raul Berasierta, the DH, will step in. Alvarado kicks and fires. For that pitch, launch into right field. Going back over is Salinas, and he's going to watch that go. The fifth home run of the day by the Mets lineup. And Raul Berasierta hits his second of the year. All five solo shots by St. Lucie.
Second baseman,
it's
number 18, Junior Tillian.
A lot worse if there were runners on base. But all five home run solos. Now it's 8-2. Alvarado kicks and fires that one in there for a call strike. 0-1. Junior Tillian, the second baseman. He's 0-3, 3 Ks. Cut and a miss there now. 0-2. Alvarado kicks and fires the 0-2 pitch. Lone outside. Five different Mets have homered in this game. The 1-2 pitch by Alvarado. Grounder over to short. That's going to be picked up by Machado. Throw is in time. A nice play to end the inning. St. Lucie extends their lead. They are now up by six as we head towards the bottom half of the eighth inning. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays continue this series against the St. Lucie Mets through Sunday. They continue it tomorrow, Wednesday, for game three of this series. Tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Make sure to come on out. Grab yourself a dollar brew. And if you can't, you can listen live here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom half of the eighth. 8-2, Mets in front. Bottom half of the eighth. Six-run lead for St. Lucie as the outfield had a little trouble getting that ball, that warm-up ball back into the dugout. And Brandon Nunez steps in. We're ready to go. Nathan Jones out for his second inning of work here. First pitch inside to Rainer Nunez. He threw only one pitch in the bottom half of the seventh. That induced the 1-2-3 double play. That one lifted high. That's going to get out of play. It sounded like it might have broke the bat. Yes, it did. Nunez headed over to his dugout to receive some new lumber. One count at the plate to Nunez. He's got a new bat. He's stepping in. That one outside. Nunez watches it go by. 2-1. Nathan Jones making his 12th appearance of the year. Coming into tonight, 16 innings pitched, a 3.38 ERA. Two saves to his name. That one launch over to left field, but on a line of frozen rope, really, straight at Stanley Consuegra.
Third baseman, number six,
out.
Damiano
Palmigiani. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Nunez now 0-4. That brings up Damiano Palmigiani, the third baseman. He's 1-2 with a walk and a double. First pitch he sees, he takes outside for a ball 1-0. Jones kicks and fires that one inside. Palmigiani turns out of the way, now 2-0. That one outside as well. 3-0 count at the plate to Palmigiani. Jones out of the stretch, kicks and fires that one inside. A four-pitch walk. Second walk drawn of the night by Damiano Palmigiani. He leads the team in walks drawn.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
That'll put a man on, one away for Roque Salinas. And the field umpire, Warren Eubanks, asking Nate Jones to wipe his arm off. He does. He wipes it on his pants, and now he's back on the rubber, so... I didn't notice him going to his arm much. Might have been him just picking up the sleeve. He's going to grab some new rosin. He's working quickly. Yoani kicks and fires. That one inside. That's going to get past Villalobos to the backstop. And now in scoring position is Palmigiani on the wild pitch. One count at the plate to Roque Salinas. Jones looking back towards second. Palmigiani taking a few steps more. Kicks and fires. That one outside. Jones sets. Fires the 1-1 off the end of the bat. It breaks the bat. Picked up by the shortstop, Lugo. Throw over to first is in time for the 6-3 putout. Advancing over to third is Palmigiani, but with two outs.
Now batting, number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
Francisco Fajardo, the DH, he'll step in. Runner on third, two away. And he lines that one left side. That's going to hook foul. Soft liner. Couldn't keep it fair. 0-1 the count to him. Donnie Murphy having to jog a decent ways out there to retrieve that foul ball. Jones comes set. Kicks and fires the 0-1. That one inside. Called a strike. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was... That didn't look close to me. I was well inside, and Villalobos had to throw his glove out a decent bit. The 0-2. That one way up above the head, and it takes a very favorable bounce off the screen back behind. Straight back to Villalobos and prevents Palmigiani from being able to attempt to score there. So now a 1-2 count at the plate to Fajardo. Runner still at third base. Jones kicks and fires. Foul ball off the end of the bat. Count stays 1-2. Fajardo, 1-for-3 with that bunt single. That one inside. That one popped away from Villalobos, and that's going to be far enough away for Palmigiani to come in and score. Blue Jays make it a 5-run game again. Still got a lot of work to do. And 4 outs remaining in the game. And they still trail by 5. 2-2 count to Fajardo. And that one inside. Full count now. Jomar Hernandez, the catcher, on deck. Jones kicks and fires. Tried to check his swing, but Fajardo went too far around. And that's going to end the inning. A strikeout swinging on the check swing by Fajardo. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. The Mets going to look to add an insurance run or two. 8-3 ball game, St. Lucie in front. Back here, top half of the ninth, the 5-run lead for St. Lucie. They're trying to add an insurance run or two here. First pitch to Villalobos by Wilhannes Alvarado's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. Alvarado on for his third inning. The 0-1, that one low and away, 1-1. 4 strikeouts through the first 2 innings. He did give up that 1 run on the solo shot by Bear Sierta. And the 1-1 pitch to Villalobos is in there. Inside corner, 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Alvarado kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Down on strikes for the second time is Villalobos. That'll bring up the top of the order, Alex
Center
Ramirez.
Fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Fifth strikeout for Wilhelmus Alvarado. First pitch to Ramirez is outside. He's thrown a vast majority of sliders in this appearance. 1-0, that one in there, right at the bottom of the zone, evens it up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, cut and a miss over top of that slider again, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Alvarado fires. That one can't break enough over the outside corner, according to Austin Snow, and now 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, outside. Full count, 3-2. Alvarado fires. That one stays outside. Ramirez draws the walk after being down 1-2. That'll put a man on, one away for Omar De Los Santos.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
De Los Santos, 1-for-4. Fouls that pitch off right side. Out of play, 0-1. That one being a RBI double in the fifth inning. Drove in the fourth run of the game. That one low and inside. Evens it up 1-1. Ball and a strike. Alvarado looking towards first. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss of that slider. Now 1-2. He's only thrown sliders in this inning. One ball, two strikes. Cut and a miss, but that gets back behind Hernandez. And what's the call? Are they calling that a foul ball? I'm not sure what the call was, but going back towards the dugout was De Los Santos for the strikeout. That's out number 2.
Shortstop, number 12, William Lugo.
I believe they might have called umpire interference on Hernandez trying to get back to the ball. He did bump into Austin Snow. They do allow the runner to advance over to second. Now going over to third. The throw from Hernandez is not in time. Stolen base for Alex Ramirez. He's now on third with two down. One oh pitch. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked by Palmigiani. Nice pick there. Throw is in time for the putout. Prevents the run from scoring. And that will end the top half of the ninth. A decent, nice appearance by Wilhannis Alvarado. One run on three innings pitch, the one being that solo shot. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need five to keep this thing going. 8-3 here at TD Ballpark. Mets out in front. Back here, bottom half of the ninth. Nathan Jones still out there pitching for St. Lucie. John Hernandez leads it off for the Blue Jays. And a line drive into left field for an single, leadoff single for Hernandez. He's on for the third time, second hit of the night for the catcher. That brings up Hugo Cardona.
Center fielder, number 11, Hugo Cardona.
Cardona, he's 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch he sees taken right at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Second hit of the game for Jomer Hernandez. He's on first, no outs. Blue Jays need five to keep this thing going. Six would win it. Caught and a miss there by Cardona, now down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And stepping off is Nathan Jones, and he'll take that one attempt at a pickoff. Steps back on the rubber, 0-2. Kicks and fires. Lifted right side, that's going to go foul. Count stays 0-2. Blue Jays trying to extend their four-game winning streak. They need some help here in the bottom half of the ninth. The 0-2 up high. Ball and two strikes. Adrian Pinto, the second baseman, top of the order on deck. Jones kicks and fires. Fouled off again. Cardona staying alive. One ball and two strikes. To pitch, grounder over to short, picked up by Lugo, third to second in time, and now to first for two. A 6-4-3 double play, now two down for Adrian Pinto.
Now batting number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Third double play turned by the Mets infield. been able to keep the Blue Jays off the scoreboard a couple of times here now. And it takes away the leadoff man here in the bottom of the ninth. Pinto fouls that one up and out of play the right side. And he watches that one go by just outside. Evens it up 1-1. Pinto 1-for-3. Led off with a single, an infield single. Now on outside, now 2-1. He grounded out to first, reached on an error, and was hit by a pitch in the seventh inning. 2-1, swung on, lifted high and deep to left field, going back, and that is out of here. Adrian Pinto with his first Blue Jays home run. And that's a nice bright spot in this otherwise not so bright game by the Blue Jays lineup. A solo shot by Adrian Pinto makes it 8-4. Two outs here, bottom half of the ninth. Esteban Machado steps in. First pitch he takes down low for ball. 1-0. And a cut and a miss there. 1-1 the count. One up high. Two balls and a strike. Jones kicks and fires. That one ripped into the gap. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Machado is going to be on with extra bases. He's going to be on second now. Two down. And the Blue Jays lineup finally coming to life. But now two outs in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They're still down by four.
Gabby Martinez.
I mean, never say never, but be a long shot for Dineen to come back in this one. But a two-out double by Machado sees this game keep going. That brings up Gabby Martinez. Martinez 0-for-4. He's grounded into two double plays. That pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. The 0-1 off the end of the bat. He fouls it off. 0-2. Blue Jays down to their last strike. Kicks and fires. That one skips across the plate. Kept in front by Villalobos and counts now 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Jones comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Watch that one go by. Good eye. Good take by Martinez. Squares up the count. 2-2. Runner in scoring position. 2 down. Kicks and fires. That one lifted high and deep to left field. Down the line. And that is going to be a fair ball. That landed right in front of Consuegra. That's going to be a double for Martinez. That didn't go as far as I expected it to. It landed about 4 or 5 feet in front of the wall, but can Swagger just stop?
First baseman, number 37.
Either way, an RBI double Nunez. For Gabby Martinez, and this game's still going. Now a runner on second. Still two down. Two runs coming in this bottom half of the ninth, and now the pitching coach for St. Louis, he's going to head out and talk to his pitcher. Victor Ramos out to talk to Nathan Jones. Still not sure what really happened out there in left field for Stanley Consuegra. Off the bat, it looked like it was destined to be onto the orange trail, but kind of died out there and landed about 4 or 5 feet in front of the wall, but Consuegra just watched it go. I don't know if he had it in his mind that it was going to bounce either way and then up and over the wall. I guess that is a decent chance for him to have that in his head, but it did not. It stayed in play. Either way, an RBI double for Gabby Martinez. Now Rainer Nunez stepping in. And a broken bat, fly ball to center field, coming in is Ramirez, and that's going to fall. An RBI single shattered the bat, and that's going to bring the tying run to the plate. Nunez's first hit of the game comes here in the bottom half of the ninth, keeping this game alive.
Third
the Blue Jays have now scored
six,
three.
Demiano Palmigiani.
And now, that bat made it all the way into left field. Shattered at the hands. Fell in front of Junior Thielen. Thielen, who was going out there to try to catch it on the fly, but it landed a couple feet in front of him. First pitch to Palmigiani is down low, taking 4-1-0. A tying run at the plate. That one outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Jones kicks, fires, ripped down the line, but that's going to hook foul. Palmigiani barreled that ball, but a little bit out in front. The 2-1. That one's set into center field. Going back is Ramirez, and he gets a beat underneath and in time to grab it. And the late rally by the Blue Jays cut short. They score three in the bottom half of the ninth to make it an 8-6 ball game. And the fly out to center field ends it. That does it here at TD Ballpark. The Mets take the game and improve to 27-14 on the year. The Blue Jays fall to 18-23. The Mets score 8 runs on 12 hits. They committed 2 errors. The Blue Jays scored 6 runs on 9 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Luis Moreno. The loss to Michael Dominguez. We'll be back tomorrow for Game 3 of this series. And don't forget, it is Dollar Beer Night here at TD Ballpark, presented by Budweiser. $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets if you want to come out. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow night.